Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix. A Netflix original series.
Previously on Star Trek Discovery.
I would like to extend an official invitation to join the Discovery and be a member of our crew.
Sir, I've been court-martialed and convicted.
You are dangerous, and you are someone to fear, Michael Burnham.
Now, Discovery is now the only Starfleet ship with a displacement-activated spore hub drive. We will be able to materialize anywhere in the known universe.
This ship's spore drive travels on a network of mycelium. We just can't control where we go, but maybe the tardigrade can.
We're ready to jump, sir.
Go.
The Discovery shoots down Klingon birds of prey over a planet. Subtitles.
Lorel, I have come to know you as one who is astute. Now, we must strategize on a grander scale in order to convince the 24 houses to follow Tukulma's teachings.
This was sent for you.
Do you accept the last will and testament of Captain Philippa Georgiou?
I am leaving you my most beloved possession. Handed down through my family for centuries.
A telescope. Cut to black. The bridge of the Discovery. Empty. The edges blurry. The mess hall. Empty. Sick bay. Lit panels on the wall. No personnel. Empty corridors. In engineering, Burnham stands ramrod straight at the spore drive console. She stares into the spore-filled chamber. Another Burnham stands in the chamber. Burnham at the console taps initiate spore drive. Both Burnhams scream as the Burnham in the chamber is pierced with long needles. Opens her eyes in bed. She glances over at Tilly and turns her gaze to the ceiling. In Lorca's lab.
Dr. Culber, I've been studying the creature since it came on board. It's incredibly regenerative, but with each jump Discovery makes, it cries out. In the last 48 hours, it seems sluggish, depressed.
We don't know if it experiences stress or pain like we do.
You think I'm anthropomorphizing?
You discovered how to use the tardigrade for navigation. A victory that maybe isn't a victory anymore, given the creature's deteriorating condition. Let me run some tests.
Thank you.
Culber nods. He pats her back and leaves. Starbase 28, in a conference room.
In less than 3 weeks, the Discovery has prevented the destruction of the dilithium mines at Korvan II.
Broken the Klingon supply line at Benzar, and routed an attack through the Ficus system.
The reason you've been brought here today is it has become increasingly imperative that we duplicate Discovery's spore drive technology and get it into as many Starfleet vessels as possible.
To that end, I ordered Lieutenant Stamets to release the schematics of our propulsion system immediately after our first successful jump.
Our new classified facility in Jefferson, Iowa received them and is building units according to those specs. We need more tardigrades to ensure safe, accurate navigation. Every ship, every starbase, every colony is on the hunt for these creatures. In the meantime, we want Discovery to dial back on its missions. There is concern at the highest levels of leadership about taxing our prime asset.
Discovery should be out there, winning battles.
We believe the enemy may have identified Discovery as our secret weapon. You are hereby ordered to rein in your use of the spore drive unless authorized by Starfleet. With respect to the war effort, the fleet will pick up the slack caused by your absence.
That's a lot of slack.
We'll manage.
In the mess hall.
Hi, Rami.
Oh my God, you look awful.
Thank you, Tilly.
That's it. We're gonna have lunch right now. I mean it. I mean that you're gonna tell me what's going on with you.
There's nothing to tell.
Okay, that's okay. I get it. It was bound to happen sometime. There's so many interesting people on the ship. I'm sure you've made tons of friends by now.
Tilly, it's not you. It's me.
Well, since that is very rarely the case in my case, I would love to hear how it's not me.
Commander Connors, please. I'm out of sorts and preoccupied.
About?
The tardigrade. Each time we use the spore drive, it gets weaker.
You're stressed.
security briefing on deck 15.
I barely have a job here. I've never been less busy.
Then that gives you the time and space to actually process what you're going through emotionally.
I don't like it.
Really? I love feeling feelings.
Lorca pierces himself in the eye with a silver device. Cornwall turns the lights on.
Ah! Turn down!
She lowers the lights.
Sorry, I didn't know you're still in here.
Just saddling up for the ride, Admiral.
Why don't you get your damn eyes fixed?
Oh, you know, Katrina, I don't trust doctors.
Should I take that personally?
It's punishment for blindsiding me in that pathetic excuse for a strategy session.
Cut the crap, Gabriel. By the way, there's something I didn't bring up, lest you think I was piling on. The matter of Michael Burnham.
No. Starfleet Regulation 139.
8-2 allows you to conscript virtually anyone in time of war.
And so I have.
This organization's only convicted mutineer is viewed by many, justifiably or not, as the cause of our conflict with the Klingons. To see her avoiding justice does nothing for general morale.
When I accepted the command, I was given the fullest latitude to fight this war how I saw fit.
But why give everyone another reason to judge you?
Are you uncomfortable with the power I've been given, Admiral?
I'm your friend.
Mm-hmm. My ship. My way.
On a shuttle, Lorca is the only passenger.
Warning, incoming warp signature detected.
A Klingon ship warps in above the shuttle.
Klingon, class D7, battlecruiser identified. Tractor beam engaged.
Lorca leaps up and grabs phaser rifles. He tosses one to the pilot. The shuttle is pulled into a Klingon ship. Lorca stands by the shuttle door, rifle ready. The pilot aims his rifle. A Klingon jumps through the top of the shuttle. He disarms the pilot. The doors open and two more Klingons enter. Lorca punches a Klingon. Laurel pushes Lorca against the wall. Two Klingons stab the pilot in the chest. The pilot falls to the ground, bleeding.
Captain Lorca.
Laurel marches Lorca out of the shuttle. Lorca's silver device lies on the floor. Designs for the saucer section of a starship are sketched out. Starring Sonequa Martin-Green. The body and warp drives are added. It becomes three-dimensional. Doug Jones. Shahzad Latif. Details are added. Anthony Rapp. Mary Wiseman. The drawing flies over a planet's surface. And Jason Isaacs. The bottom of a face. An eye looks at a spinning sphere. Casting by Marjorie Simpkin, CSA. Orly Sidowitz, CSA. Sketches of a spacesuit. Music and theme by Jeff Rousseau. Costume designer, Gersha Phillips. Visual effects supervisor, Jason Zimmerman. Edited by Scott Gamson, ACE. Production designer, Todd Cherniowski. Director of photography, Glenn Keenan, CSC. Consulting producer, Nicholas Mayer. Consulting producer, Craig Sweeney. Executive producer, Brian Fuller. Executive producers, Eugene Roddenberry, Trevor Roth, Akiva Goldsman, Heather Caden, Gretchen J. Berg, Aaron Harberts, Alex Kurtzman. Star Trek Discovery, based upon Star Trek, created by Gene Roddenberry. Created by Brian Fuller and Alex Kurtzman. Teleplay by Kemp Powers. Story by Gretchen J. Berg and Aaron Harberts and Kemp Powers. Directed by Lee Rose. On the Discovery's bridge,
the pilot was killed in the subsequent firefight. Captain Lorca was captured by the Klingons.
Do we know where he was taken, Admiral?
No. By the time we responded to the shuttle's distress beacon, the enemy's warp trail had dissipated. Since you're acting captain, I'm sending you what little intel we have. This was a targeted abduction. It's possible the Klingons have learned of the existence of Discovery's propulsion system and taken Lorca to learn more. We need him back, Mr. Saru, before they pry those secrets out of him.
We will find him, Admiral.
Good luck.
Lieutenant Detmer, set course for the shuttle's last known coordinates, maximum orb.
Lieutenant Olwashenko.
Establish search parameters sector by sector. Calculate potential escape vectors correlating to all known Klingon bases, colonies, and planets within 5 light years.
Saru's threat ganglia emerge. He touches them. Burnham walks onto the bridge.
Burnham, what are you doing on the bridge?
I came to speak to Captain Lorca.
I'm afraid that won't be possible. Commander Arya, alert Lieutenant Stamets that we may be making multiple jumps in rapid succession throughout Klingon space to see if we can track the ship that made the abduction.
Yes, sir.
Multiple jumps.
Do you have an issue with that plan?
I just don't know how feasible it's going to be. I'm concerned that we are negatively impacting the tardigrade with each jump we make.
I was told it's virtually indestructible.
I disagree with that assessment.
Do you have proof that we are harming it?
Not as of yet.
I am not finding this information to be helpful in any way. We are about to embark on a rescue mission to save the life of our captain. Are you suggesting we forego that?
No, of course not. I'm just worried. I don't know how much more the tardigrade can sustain. The more you hurt someone, the less helpful they become.
Focus on the task at hand. There will be no more discussion of the tardigrade until the captain is back safe. Understood?
Yes, sir.
You may go.
She turns and leaves. Saru watches her.
Computer, list Starfleet's most decorated captains, living and deceased.
Working.
On a screen, names appear.
Based on their service records, is it possible to identify the qualities most essential to their success?
Characteristics most often cited include bravery, self-sacrifice, intelligence, tactical brilliance, compassion.
Computer, initiate new protocol. Please record all data related to my performance as acting captain of Discovery and cross-reference with success parameters. Note where deviations occur.
State the purpose of the new protocol.
There is an element aboard this ship that causes me to second-guess myself. That cannot continue. I must remain clear-headed in pursuit of today's mission.
Alternative solution. Eliminate destructive element.
Not an option.
Lorca lies, eyes closed. A hand touches his uniform. Lorca's hand snaps forward. He grabs a bearded man around the neck.
Who are you?
My name is Mud. Harcourt. Fenton. Mud. Harry, for short. And I reiterate. Ouch!
Where are we?
On a resort off Antares Minor. We should try the spa of a hot stone massage.
Where Delightful. Are we?
Typical Starfleet, no fun at all. We are on a Klingon prison vessel. Particularly nasty one.
What's a civilian like you doing on a Klingon prison vessel?
The only crime I'm guilty of is loving too much. It's true, Captain. I fell for a woman far beyond my reach. Sweet Stella. Mm-hmm. Her family didn't approve of me, so I had no choice except to try and buy her father's respect. Scary, scary man. So I borrowed a large sum from some non-traditional lenders and gifted her with a moon. It worked like a charm until I fell behind in my payments. The creditors came after me, chased me into enemy territory, right into the Klingons' arms, who deposited me here where I await my fate.
A man in a Starfleet uniform is curled up in the corner.
Oh, I wouldn't bother with him, Captain. I believe the technical term for his condition is out to lunch.
A barred door opens. Klingon guards walk in.
Here comes the floor show.
Mud raises his arms.
Choose your pay.
Mud points to the man in the corner. One of the Klingons grabs the man. Lorca steps toward them. The other Klingon guard aims a disruptor at Lorca. Lorca lifts his hands and steps back. The first Klingon punches the man in the face and tosses him across the cell. Lorca watches, mouth agape. The Klingon grabs the man by his neck. He drops him and turns away. He turns back and stomps on the man's head. Lorca winces. The Klingon drags the man out of the cell by his foot. Lorca stares as the barred door slams.
They may look stupid, our Klingon hosts. They're anything but. They regularly give us the choice to choose our pain. We can accept the beating ourselves or pass it on to our cellmates. It's our captor's way of keeping us from bonding.
You seem conspicuously free from bruises.
I've learned how to choose wisely. Don't judge. You're gonna wanna stick with me. I'm a survivor, just like you.
On Discovery in Engineering.
You should know that Lieutenant Stamets rarely, if ever, listens to me.
I can handle him.
Please, show me how.
Lieutenant Stamets, your spore drive is genius, beyond genius. What you've achieved for the war effort, for the whole of science itself, it's a contribution.
I know I'm brilliant. What are you trying to get out of me? Why are you with her?
Burnham is worried about the physical effects that Discovery's jumps are having on the tardigrade. I've done my own evaluations, and I must concur. Scans of its frontal lobe show significant cumulative deterioration every time we go to black alert.
We need to find a workaround. Making Ripper the critical component for the S-Drive is unsustainable. For the creature and your invention.
We could lose them both. And with them, any chance of saving Captain Lorca.
Aren't there actual people on the ship who require your attention, Doctor?
Actually, the CMO does need my help with an Andorian tonsillectomy.
He nods at Burnham and leaves.
To be clear, the tardigrade was your contribution. I never intended to utilize a living creature as a navigation tool.
I didn't either.
You say Portabella, I say Portabello. You are the cause of this situation, Burnham. What are you doing with your mouth?
I am swallowing the urge to set the record straight.
That won't get us anywhere. Do you want to be right, or do you want to fix this?
She lifts her chin. On the Klingon prison ship, Mudd sleeps. Lorca walks around the cell.
I didn't realize there were more of us in here.
We pulled out a rotation. Sometimes they let us heal up, so we last longer. Shit, you're a captain?
Lorca sits. A beam of light hits his face. He winces. The other prisoner sits by him and unwraps a piece of cloth.
Here, eat.
Why don't you go ahead?
Sorry, sir, I'm gonna have to insist. You never know when they'll feed us. You gotta keep up your strength. I already lost one captain, I won't lose another.
What's your name, soldier?
Lieutenant Ash Tyler.
And the captain you lost?
Stephen Marinville, the USS Jaeger. The finest, sir.
You were at the Battle of the Binaries?
They gave it a name. That's where I was captured.
So you've been here 7 months. That's funny to you?
Sorry, sir, it's just, if that's true, I'm tougher than I thought.
We're a liar. Nobody survives Klingon torture for 7 months. What are you doing here? I got a reason to keep you alive.
Captain of this ship. She's taken a liking to me.
You must have picked up a few details. What's the crew complement of this vessel?
Can't be certain. 30. Maybe 40.
You get a sense of the layout of the decks?
Mm-mm.
I'm gonna get my hands on an active comm relay so I can signal my ship for extraction.
We're deeper than enemy territory. There's no way a Federation ship can make it out this far undetected.
Oh, my ship can. It's like a ghost.
A scorpion-like creature runs across the ground and grabs the bit of food from the cloth.
Mud, if I see that pet of yours again.
Apologies, Lieutenant. Stuart has boundary issues. And besides, we're both a little hungry.
You'd take food out of the mouths of the only two men standing between you and death?
Damn right I would. Because this is all Starfleet has left me. I used to have a life. Captain, a good one, a respectable business. That all got blown up because of your goddamn war.
Starfleet didn't start this war.
Of course you did. The moment you decided to boldly go where no one had gone before. What did you think would happen when you bumped into someone who didn't want you in their front yard?
You're siding with the enemy?
I'm not siding with anyone. But I sure as hell understand why the Klingons pushed back. Starfleet arrogance. Have you ever bothered to look out of your spaceships down at the little guys below? If you had, you'd realize that there's a lot more of us down there than there are you up here. We're sick and tired of getting caught in your crossfire.
The cell doors open. Klingons march in. Lorca, Tyler, and Mudd stand. Tyler is pushed aside. A Klingon leads Lorca out by the throat. Mudd watches, lying down as they leave. On the Discovery.
So we need the spore drive to save Captain Lorca, but the spore drive is killing the tardigrade. All right, let's start with our mushroom, Prototaxites stellaviatori, a species made up of exotic material found not only in normal space, but in a discrete subspace domain known as the mycelial network. Its fungal roots, aka mycelium, spread across the universe, fanning out into infinity to create a matrix that serves as our intergalactic freeway system.
Enter the tardigrade, whose unique genetic makeup allows it to navigate through the network because of its symbiotic relationship with the mycelium's spores. Like its microscopic cousins on Earth, the tardigrade is able to incorporate foreign DNA into its own genome via horizontal gene transfer. When Ripper borrows DNA from the mycelium, he's granted an all-access travel pass.
Once Lieutenant Stamets conveys the coordinates of a selected destination directly into Ripper...
Tilly swipes her hand to manipulate a hologram.
He knows exactly where to go. The tardigrade's DNA is already sequenced into the computer. Can't we build a virtual Ripper? Trick the mycelium into thinking it's communicating with the real thing and then navigate the ship that way?
That's what I was doing with my earlier research, trying to use software to engage with the network.
And you were only able to achieve small jumps.
See, now I know why. The spores and the drive were functioning at a fraction of their capacity until we presented the mycelium with an animate co-pilot. That's the key. The tardigrade's alive. We just need to integrate the same sequence into a compatible species, one that understands its role in this process and engages willingly.
You guys, this is so fucking cool.
Stamets stares at her.
So sorry.
No, cadet. It is fucking cool.
Let's do it.
On the Klingon prison ship.
Have you ever been tortured, Captain?
You English? It's excellent.
I'm descended from spies. Languages are useful, particularly when it comes to understanding those who seek to destroy the Klingon Empire.
Little old me.
You've been busy these past 3 weeks, Captain Lorca. It was you who first surprised us in the Korvan system. Appearing out of nowhere, and then disappearing without a trace. Undetectable, like a ghost. No other Starfleet vessel can do that. What is your vessel's secret?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
You suffer from extreme photosensitivity.
Well, we all got something, honey. You're sick and solace in the arms of a human male. We don't even have the right number of organs for you. Why so hard up?
Lorel slaps him.
Now who's being sensitive?
How strange space must look to you now, seen through those damaged eyes. A cosmos full of agonizing light. Another creature might have slunk back into the darkness. But not you. You seek glory.
His eyes are forced open.
Perhaps you realize glory must be earned through sacrifice and pain.
Bright lights blaze into his eyes.
Ah.
On Discovery's bridge.
Lieutenant Reese. When will your analysis of our long-range sensor data be complete? It is our only hope of closing in on Captain Lorca's location.
We've narrowed it down to 3 potential courses, all of which pass near or through the Memba system.
Very good.
Alert Mr. Stamets. We are ready to proceed with our rescue mission.
Lieutenant Stamets has taken the spore drive offline, sir.
Stamets holds a tablet with 2 DNA helixes on the screen. The one on the right superimposes onto the one on the left. Spores in the chamber fall. A DNA helix appears in the chamber.
I don't understand.
No match.
You'd think any number of species would be compatible recipients of the tardigrade DNA sequence.
I had the computer run all known life forms in the Federation database. Should I try to access the classified database at the Daystrom
Institute? No, cadet. You should not. Why did you shut down the spore drive? Up on the bridge, we were trying to pinpoint the coordinates that will lead us to Captain Lorca.
We're working on something extremely important. A substitute for the tardigrade.
Why?
Burnham informed me that our jumps are depleting it.
She brought these concerns to me as well. And I told her to stand down until Captain Lorca was safely back on board Discovery. Obviously, this was not the response she wanted.
So far, we've found one viable workaround. This hypo spray contains tardigrade DNA and replication catalysts that will initiate rapid horizontal gene transfer in a host. The interface process requires an evolved organism, a species with a highly functioning nervous system, and one that, like the tardigrade, shares genetic information with mushrooms. The animal kingdom may have diverted from its fungal counterparts 600 million years ago, but Homo sapiens still share over half of our DNA with them.
You want to use a human? Eugenics experiments are forbidden.
I know, and that's why we need more time.
I gave you an order. Do you understand?
Captain Saru, I understand that you are upset. You're in command. It's a time of crisis. And your culture trains you to be on the heightened lookout for enemies. But I assure you, I'm not one of them.
How dare you treat me like one of your xenoanthropology subjects? You're not an enemy, Burnham. You are a proven predator. And I know this not only because my instincts tell me that you are, but because your actions show me that you are. Saving this tardigrade will neither bring back nor change the fact that this is exactly the kind of behavior that killed Captain Giorgio.
Bridge to the captain. We believe we have identified the battle cruiser that is holding Captain Lorca.
Acknowledged. Lieutenant Stamets, bring the drive back online and prepare the tardigrade to jump. Confine yourself to quarters immediately.
On the Klingon prison ship, Lorca is tossed into a cell. He walks to Mud.
Now, let's be adults and use our words.
Wait, he grabs Stewart.
Stealing food was just a diversion. They've been transmitting everything we say to the enemy.
He pulls a device off Stewart and stomps on it.
When I first got here, I dropped a little conversational nugget to see if either of you could be trusted. And I just had my words parroted back at me by the Klingon captain. You've been feeding intel on every prisoner that passed through here.
He tosses Stewart against the wall.
Oh, Stewart! Stewart!
Oh. Mud runs to Stewart.
You almost killed him!
You're finished.
And when it's time to choose our pain, we're choosing you. Until there's nothing left.
Captain, are you really going to let this idealistic young man humiliate himself by siding with you? Have you no decency, Lorca? Actually, that was a trick question. I know you don't. We both know you lost that with your last command.
What's he talking about?
The tragic tale of the USS Buran. It was ambushed about a month into the war. The Klingons boarded it and blasted it into smithereens. Only one crewman managed to escape. Gabriel Lorca. Apparently, the honorable captain was too good to go down with his ship.
Lorca turns. Tyler stares at him.
That's only half right. We were ambushed and I did escape. But I didn't let my crew die. I blew them up. I knew what awaited them on Kronos. Degradation. Torture. Slow. Public death. It's a Klingon way to spread terror. Not my crew. Not on my watch.
They say confession is good for the soul. Too bad none of us have one anymore.
Tyler lifts his gaze. Lorca returns it.
Commander Arium, set displacement parameters to bring us within weapons range of our target bird of prey.
Aye, sir.
Lieutenant Stamets, are you ready?
Yes, Captain.
Black alert.
Stamets transports Ripper into the chamber. Ripper puts its paws up against the front of the glass. The needles pierce Ripper's chest. It shakes its head.
Go.
The saucer section spins. Tilly and Stamets look into the chamber. Ripper lifts its head. In her quarters, Burnham leans forward. Spores fly around Ripper in the chamber. The Discovery spins, drops, and disappears. Ripper collapses. The Discovery drops in near a gold nebula. Stamets and Tilly run into the chamber. They look down. Ripper curls into a ball and shrinks. Liquid leaks out of its body.
The creature has gone into a state of extreme cryptobiosis by reducing the water content levels of its body to less than 1%. Its vital signs have slowed to the point we can barely detect them.
We'll rehydrate it and bring it back. Mr. Rees, have we been detected?
Negative.
Captain Saru, I'm not...
Location of Klingon prison ship.
0.7 AUs from our position, bearing 13 Mark 59.
Match their course and speed, maintain our distance. Cut all systems and run silent.
Captain, we're not done here.
This isn't like waking someone from a nap. This is an extreme reaction to adverse conditions. The tardigrade is in survival mode.
So are we, Doctor. Crack it open if you have to.
In my opinion, that will kill it.
As it is our only way to get out of Klingon space, it is a risk we must take.
Captain, neurological tests indicate that this creature may be sentient.
If that ends up being true, I will face the consequences of my actions. I do not enjoy being in this position, but I have 134 souls to protect today. Be ready to force the creature to comply.
I will not be party to murder.
Doctor, I was not talking to you. Do you understand my orders, and can I count on you to follow them, Lieutenant Stamets?
Yes, sir.
Culber's jaw drops. He and Stamets lock eyes. On the prison ship, the cell door opens. Mud lifts his hands. Lorca rises from the ground slowly.
Choose your pay.
Lorca looks at Mud. Mud shakes his head. Tyler looks at Lorca.
Choose me, Captain.
I fully support that idea. You do this for me. Choose me.
Choose your pay.
Lorca points to Tyler.
Oh, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
The guard grabs Tyler and beats him. Lorca turns away. A guard points a disruptor at Lorca's head. As the other guard goes to stomp Tyler, Tyler rolls out of the way. Lorca grabs the guard's disruptor. Tyler and Lorca punch and elbow the guards. Mud keeps his back to the wall, hands up. Lorca breaks a guard's neck. Tyler, the other guards. Lorca grabs a smaller disruptor from the guard's belt. He tosses it to Tyler.
Where the hell did that come from?
Getting out of here was always a two-man job. I just waited till I found the right man.
You played me.
Oh, bravura, Mr. Tyler. I doff my cap. Shall we proceed to our raider?
There is no we, Mud. You sold us out. You stay.
You can't be serious.
Oh, but I can.
He swings the butt of the disruptor rifle into Mud's face.
You can't do this! No, I can't take it in here anymore!
Please, I promised Stella that I would come home to her. Please. I promised!
No! No!
Tyler and Lorca leave the cell. They lock Mud in.
You can't walk away from me, Lorca! I'm coming for you! You hear? You haven't seen the last of Harcourt Fenton Mud!
Lorca shoots a Klingon. He disintegrates. A disruptor blast misses Tyler and Lorca. Tyler shoots the Klingon, firing at them. A Klingon runs into the corridor. Lorca attacks and stabs her with a disruptor's bayonet. Another Klingon comes out and attacks Tyler. Lorca shoots him. Tyler leans against the wall.
Hey.
Lorca puts Tyler's arm over his shoulder, and they continue. Tyler collapses.
Get up, soldier. Get up! I'm slowing you down, sir. Go.
All right, take cover.
I'll find a way out, and I'll be back for you. You understand?
Tyler nods. Lorca heads off.
Did you really think you could leave me? After all we've been through?
Tyler scrambles up. Laurel walks toward him. He attacks her. She pushes him into the wall. He pushes her to the opposite wall. He flips her, sits on her stomach, and punches her face. A Klingon walks into the back of the corridor. Lorca shoots him. Laurel headbutts Tyler. She rises. Lorca fires. It ricochets off the wall and burns her face. She falls.
Tyler, I found the document. Get up, let's go.
A Klingon raider flies through space, chased by more raiders.
Redirect all auxiliary power to shields. Blue panel on the right. Five raiders in pursuit, closing fast.
Lorca sits behind Tyler. They turn. A raider flies past them. They fire. The raider explodes.
Your eyes. That happened when you destroyed the Buran, didn't it?
You choose your own pain. Mine helps me remember.
On the Discovery.
Klingon raiders, sir. Five ships and counting, heading right towards us.
Red alert.
We must have been spotted, sir.
Shall I lock on and prepare to fire?
Saru stares at the main screen.
The leader of the pack seems to have charted an erratic flight pattern.
We are now within their weapons range. Should I lock phasers, sir?
Saru cocks his head.
Predator packs often split into smaller groups while in pursuit. One group initiating the chase, while another travels ahead of the prey's escape path.
Hail that raider!
Initiating communication will expose our position.
The lead vessel is being chased. It's our captain!
Federation Starship Discovery to Klingon Raider.
Identify yourself.
What do you know? The cavalry showed up. This is Captain Lorca. Two to beam out, now.
Bridge to transporter room. Do you have a lock?
Aye, sir.
Lower your shields, Captain Lorca.
Lorca's raider is destroyed. In the transporter room, Tyler collapses. Lorca goes to his side.
Captain, the bridge! You got us! Jump down!
Lieutenant Stamets, have you revived the tardigrade?
We are able to jump, Commander.
Klingon raiders have detected our transporter signature. They're locking weapons.
Black alert. Go.
The Discovery spins and drops. It drops back in a clear patch of space.
Easy, soldier. You're home.
Thank you, Captain.
For what? Dragging you back into the war on a ship with a target on his back.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Bridge to Stamets. Congratulations, Lieutenant. Excellent work. Lieutenant Stamets, do you copy?
Sir? Lieutenant Stamets is in engineering, but it seems his life signs are in distress.
Saru enters engineering.
Warning. Failure to initiate spore drive deactivation sequence. Spore chamber active. Density at 68%. Drive system online.
Open this door.
Induction coil saturated.
Stamets lies collapsed on the chamber floor. Saru and Tilly enter the chamber. Saru crouches down by Stamets' head.
Captain, he injected himself with a tardigrade DNA compound.
Holes leak blood from Stamets' chest.
Is he dead?
Saru checks his pulse.
Did we make it?
Yes.
Saru looks to Tilly. The corner of Tilly's mouth quirks up. In Burnham and Tilly's quarters.
Come.
Saru walks in.
Captain Lorca has been rescued. On the subject of the tardigrade, there has been a setback.
Cadet Tilly brought me up to speed.
Sir.
Permission to speak freely.
Saru nods.
Are you really afraid of me?
He shakes his head.
I am not. I am
angry at you. Angry because of how much you stole from me. I am deeply jealous that I never got the chance you had.
To be Captain Dorjo's first officer.
You stood by her side and learned everything she had to teach. The anticipated scenario, you would move up and out. Captain your own starship. And I would take your place. I never got that chance. If I had, I would have been more prepared for today.
You did well. Very well. She would have thought so too.
She grabs the case from under her bed. She puts it on the table and opens it. Saru moves to stand behind her.
Her telescope.
She left it to me. It's yours now. You should have the privilege to see the universe the way she did.
He swallows and rubs his hand over the telescope.
Burnham? Captain Lorca has yet to be cleared for command. I have much to attend to, and I could use your help with one thing.
Of course.
Dr. Culber believes the tardigrade is sentient. It remains in a state of cryptobiosis. We have no claim on its soul. Go save its life, Burnham. That's an order.
By an airlock.
May the sun and moon watch your comings and goings in the endless nights and days that are before you.
Are you sure this will work?
No. But if this is its response to an adverse environment, what is it considered to be hospitable? This creature has traveled to the far ends of the universe. My hope is that what makes it most happy is to be free.
Burnham opens a jar of spores. She pours them onto a balled-up ripper. Tilly hits a control on a console. The airlock rises. Ripper shoots into space above the Discovery. The spores surround Ripper. Ripper uncurls. Lightning shoots from Ripper's back. It disappears with a spark. Tilly and Burnham look up and smile.
Initiating performance review. Acting Captain Saru. Protocol canceled.
I know what I did.
Stop.
Culber scans Stamets.
Stop what?
Stop worrying. Stop doctoring.
Well, one tends to worry when they're doomed to love a brilliant but reckless maniac who's willing to risk his life for glory.
The captain was in danger.
Captains are in danger every day.
They brush their teeth.
You are in danger. I've spent my entire career trying to grasp the essence of mycelium, and now for the first time, I do. I saw the network, an entire universe of possibilities I never dreamed existed. It's unspeakably beautiful. I also knew you'd leave me if I let anything else endanger that creature.
Oh, so you do listen to me?
Not really. You sold that with a look.
Don't do anything that stupid ever again. You may not care about you, but I do.
Culber rubs Stamets' back and head.
You sure you feel okay?
Yes, dear doctor. I feel okay. Okay.
Stamets smiles, lifting his chin. He follows Culber. Another Stamets stays in the mirror, smiling and lifting his chin. He turns and walks away. Guest starring Mary Chifo, James Frain, Kenneth Mitchell, Chris Obi, Terry Serpico, Sam Bartholomeos. Secret Hideout, Roddenberry Entertainment, Living Dead Guy, CBS All Access Originals, CBS Television Studios. Letters pop out from a white background, then turn red. Netflix.